Okay, not to repeat myself, but it's also difficult to add something more after the good intervention by Evelyn and Richard, but just to say that Amnesty International fully agrees that we need to do more, I mean, to improve the situation of LGBT rights also inside the European Union. And also we would like to stress again some of the gaps we are still experiencing. First of all, the gap concerning protection from hate crime. Indeed, I mean, there is need in particular to recognize homophobic and transphobic violence as part of a EU framework, I mean, to address hate crime. Of course, the Victims' Rights Directive, as Evelyn said, is a really good step, but this is not enough, definitely. Also, another thing is that it's true that looking behind, and I also agree that there was some progress, there has been improvement inside the EU also on some issues that sometimes we take for granted, like freedom of expression and freedom of assembly. For example, if we look back in 2009, it was the Baltic Pride at the time that faced constantly attempts, I mean, to be banned by local authorities. And now we see that in 2012, the Latvian government even supported the Baltic Pride in Riga. In 2015, Riga is going to host the EuroPride. I think that for many of us, this would be considered as a miracle, in a sense. But let's say that this is not a miracle. It's really the result of very good joint work by EU institutions, human rights NGOs, LGBTI NGOs, and civil society in the countries of concern. At the same time, I mean, if we look just what happened last year, Baltic Pride took place in Vilnius for the second time. And even if everything went fine and it took place in the city center of Vilnius, the city authorities repeatedly tried to ban the Pride again. This time, I mean, it was not banning the Pride per se, but it was about having it in the city center. So this must reflect, I mean, still in 2013 in a EU country, Lithuania, there was an attempt, I mean, to ban a Pride march. And also there are some legislative initiatives that are homophobic and transphobic indeed, and they want to restrict LGBT rights that are still pending consideration by the Lithuanian parliament. So we have really to stay vigilant. And of course, I mean, talking about other LGBTI issues where definitely we still have to see progress. I fully support, I mean, Richard calls, I mean, on transgender rights, I mean, we are still lagging behind in comparison, I mean, to other issues concerning gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. And this definitely, this is the case for legal gender recognition. Also, in our recent report, the state decides who I am. We highlight the fact that transgender people are still lacking gender legal recognition or their gender identity, or they are facing procedures and conditions that are violating their rights. So our call, I mean, to the European Parliament would be indeed, I mean, to put strongly their voice so that all the rights of transgender people are upheld, and in particular the right to be protected from inhuman and degrading treatment, the right to privacy, the right to family life, and the right to the highest attainable standard of health. And just, I mean, concluding that, of course, we need also to keep looking at our borders, and there is still need to continue to speak out about human rights violation happening just next to the border of the EU, and making reference in particular to the appalling situation still going on in Russia, where we saw LGBTI activists arrested even during the Sochi Winter Olympics, despite previous reassurances by Russian authorities. Or also, I mean, having a close look to what's happening, I mean, countries that want to join the EU club, and I'm referring here in particular to Serbia. Beggar Pride is scheduled again to take place on the 31st of May this year. It has been banned for the third year in a row, again in 2013, and we think that the EU must be definitely more vocal in saying that this is not compatible, I mean, with acceding the EU. Thank you.